and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solutions.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Foggy and frosty out there this morning with 21 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County League Basketball Tournament Director, Mr. Ted Van Ocker. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Ron. Chuck, I hope you guys are doing okay.
We are doing all right. So are you ready to launch the tournament here in just a few hours?
Oh, yeah. I just have to load up a few more things in the van and get over there, and we'll be ready to go.
And this is what, year 102, Ted?
Actually, Ron, it's year 101. The first year was March 4th and 5th of 1922. It's kind of an interesting way of keeping track. It's a 102nd tournament, but it's a 101st year because the count started with the first tournament in 1922. So it's been 2023, we're 101 years, but it's a 102nd tournament.
So I was partially right.
That's kind of the way it works for you, isn't it?
Yes, you know me well, Ted. You know me well.
Staying out of that.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, a rich history with this tournament, as Ted mentioned, 1922. And yeah, I'll tell you what, Ted, going back to the years, and you've done a lot of research on this wonderful tournament with a legacy of high school basketball. I don't know, like none other, I would say. Well, how about you?
I tell you what, Ron, ever since I've been helping, I've always heard we're the longest-running consecutive tournament west of the Mississippi. Well, I've done a little research on that, and I found one tournament in Illinois that started in 1919. However, that was just for boys. And then I checked further, and in Indiana, I found out another tournament that was a couple years older than us, but that was for boys also. I believe we're the longest-running consecutive tournament for girls and boys in the entire United States, and I'm going to find out if that's true. I believe it to be true, so That was interesting. I found that out this last year.
Wow, that's impressive stuff. And, you know, clearly the event has the support of the different schools involved, but really the communities, I think, is as much as anything, is where you see that support coalescing a White Auditorium basically that week in January.
Yeah, it's as I did research, you know, it's been evident to me that it's the support of all the surrounding towns, and really and truly, we've had a lot of support from the Emporia community. I was interested in seeing that there's 125th anniversary for the Chamber of Commerce. Well, when this tournament first started, we had a lot of successful help with the city of Emporia, the Chamber of Commerce, the JCs, and you know, they've had many other things come up over the last number of years, but in the beginning, they were very strong supporters of our tournament, which the other thing about in researching, you know, our tournament for 101 years, all of the tournaments have been in Lyon County. That is just amazing. In fact, this is our 83rd year to be in the White Auditorium. And only one time were any of our games played outside of the tournament, outside of Lyon County. And that was in 1997 when we got snowed out, and Emporia State was playing on a Tuesday night. We got snowed out, and Emporia State was playing Wednesday, so I had to move the tournament games to Linden. But every one of the games have been played in Lyon County except that one night.
It started to what, White Auditorium, what, 1941? Was that the...
Correct. Okay. That's correct. Yep, this would be the 83rd year that we'll... be in effect is because we started in 41. I believe the arena was completed in late 40, and then we started our tournament there in 41. Now, I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. But,
well, speaking of that, when did you start as tournament director, Ted?
Well, we entered the league in 1977, so I started helping with the tournament in 1978, and then after a few years, I took it over. So this will be my 45th year to be involved with the tournament or managing the tournament, and it seems like such a short time ago. And I will tell you, I know I give you different information about how long I'm going to do it. Well, I sure would like to make 50, but I don't know.
We think you will. We hope you will.
I might.
Yeah, we're directing you to.
Ted, somebody's going to follow me around this week and going to start helping me out, I think. So.
Gotcha. Ted, I wanted to ask you, how did you get to be the tournament director? And how long did it take you, I guess, after starting to lead the tournament that made you want to stay in a leadership role here for you know, such a long period of time?
Well, when we first came in the tournament, the person that was in charge of the tournament was our league president, and our league presidency rotated every year alphabetically. So we had some situations where principals that were tournament managers, so to speak, that I helped out with, they really didn't know anything about the operation of the tournament at times, and finally I just said, you know, let me take charge of this thing, draw up a manual, get organized so we can put on first-class tournament because that was my main goal, was to preserve a wonderful event for our schools, but mostly for our students. That was my biggest concern. And I don't know, I was in coaching for the first part of my career, and I don't know, I've always loved working with kids and working in basketball tournaments. It's just something that I think it was meant to be.
Lyon County, longtime Lyon County League Tournament Director Ted Van Arker with us on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday. It is 7:28, 21 degrees on a Monday morning in day one of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament at White Auditorium. So, Ted, have the dates changed? Has it always been towards the end of January? How has that worked through the years?
As I did my research, of course, I said the very first one in 1922 was in March, and then it kind of morphed itself into February, and the next thing you know, we're in this week of the last week of January. That's where we've been basically ever since I've been involved in it, and we just set it up according to the calendar of the Activity Association, and two or three more years, we'll move back a week, but we try to stay in this week because it just works out well with scheduling.
Gotcha. Ted, talk a little bit about the support that you get and the volunteers that you get here to make the tournament run each and every year, because I'm assuming that right now it doesn't take much. You just basically put the call out and the volunteers from all of the associated schools come running.
Yeah, of course, in the last couple of years with COVID and so forth, it's been a little bit of a problem. But just like this year, I started in December working with the league schools and then finalized things in our January meeting. And I just let them know how many volunteers I need, and I just leave it with them, and they come through every time. I don't have to worry about it.
Well, it really is a wonderful event, week-long, and you really can tell how much, you know, the students, obviously, the players, athletes enjoy the venue of White Auditorium, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, I've told you this, and I've told a lot of people this. White Auditorium is the best venue that we could have our tournament in. It's just a fantastic place to play, fantastic place for parents and other individuals to watch the games. It doesn't get any better than White Auditorium.
Well said. Well said. Ted, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning before we gear up and get ready here for our opening day of coverage this afternoon?
No, just that my excitement for the tournament today is the same as it has been for the last 40-some years, and I expect it to continue that way. And the reason it's that way is because I know that the kids out there from the schools, of our age schools, love to play in this tournament, and it's for them that we do it.
And the communities really come together as spectators and fans. It's really a kind of a rural networking opportunity, isn't it?
It always has been, Ron. As I researched this thing, you know, just the communities come together to put on this fantastic event, and it gives them an opportunity. I see people from all the different schools. I've made a lot of friends with a lot of the different schools over the years and with the patrons, and see them in a friendly atmosphere. Mixing with each other, it's really a good feeling, and it's really a good process. We love it.
We can't wait, and we don't have to wait much longer because action gets underway day one of the Lyon County League Tournament this afternoon at 4 p.m. Well, Ted, thanks for all you do, and as always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ted.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and our league appreciates the support. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You bet.
I know he will because it's tournament time.
It's tournament
Ted
time.
Ted is fired up for the 45th year. Tournament director heading into tournament number 101 or 102
depending on how you look at it.
But thanks to Ted and yeah, he'll be there for 50. I have a good feeling about that.
Boy, I mean, what an amazing run he's had, but what an amazing run the Lyon County League tournament's had. And we cannot wait for the entire tournament starting up just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Again, games at 4, 5:30, 7, and 8:30 tonight. You can catch it all on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners, John Deere. 7:33, frost and a fog out there this morning, 21 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what...